avait des bagues à chaque doigt, des tas de bracelets en tout des poignets, et puis elle chantait avec.
When listening to Nadia Spiave's songs, you might think that she was a French singer back in the 1930s. But Nadia Spiave is Australian-Italian, and she's singing from Sydney now in 2018. She's a music teacher, a song teacher, and a show producer. She's fascinated by French lyrics and inspired by the most prominent French artists of the 20th century. So how did it start?
You know, Italians love everything French. I mean, they always do. My father used to sing an Italian translation of La Vie en Rose. So it's that quintessential sound, the accordion, the guitar, that kind of Django. As I got older, I started getting to, you know, Stefan Grappelli, listening to Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. And I think one of the real turning points for me was rediscovering in the 80s the music of Barbara. I just found it, this wonderful sensuality in the music, the stories, the language of the text. Later on in the 90s, I discovered Charles Trenet. And I have to say, absolutely, still to this day, he is my absolute favorite composer of musique populaire. His lyrics, you know, one of the songs that I'm singing in the concert is L'âme des poètes. And it's just so wonderful that somebody talks about this thing to do with lyrics. You know, generally, I'm a music teacher. I'm a singing teacher at the conservatorium. And I'm always talking about this with my students, that you must not forget the lyrics of a song, not just the tune. And, you know, I think the way the human brain works, we tend to remember a tune before we remember the words of a song. And, you know, in this song, Trenet says, you know, we always remember the tunes. We never remember the poets of the songs. And, you know, whose broken heart was it anyway? What is the story that inspired the song? And I love that. And my other favorite Trenet song, of course, is Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Mm-hmm. That beautiful nostalgia, that wonderful nostalgic thing that seems to be quintessentially French. And I think that's possible a little bit in the same way that the Italians do, the Spanish, the Algerians. I just did a program a couple of months ago that featured an Algerian song, and there's this wonderful sense of history. And I think when you have that, you think about nostalgia. Nostalgia is more important to you. You know, what's come before is more important. And so, que reste-t-il de nos amours? We've all had a love story like that. You know, we've all had the one where we've broken up, but it's not been a cruel breakup. You know, you remain friends and you really do wish each other well. And I think that's wonderful. You know, that's really good for our psychology as humans to think like that, to wish the other person well. So, yeah, Charles Trenet, absolute favorite.
And when did you become aware that music and song will be part of your life?
I think probably having an Italian father and a mother who used to dance when she was a young girl. I think it was just in the womb, you know, before I was born, I'm sure it was my destiny. It was my destiny. And as it's turned out, my life is completely about music and singing. You know, I perform, I teach, I run a choir. My life is all about song. And I'm so grateful for that.
Nadia, you are organizing and hosting a French show tomorrow, the 14th of July, for Bastille Day here in Sydney at the Tap Gallery in Surrey Hills, called L'Amant de Saint-Jean, une histoire d'amour pour le 14 juillet, or a love story for the 14th of July. Tell us more about it.
I usually perform in different kinds of venues, but it was just by accident that I fell into, almost literally, the Tap Gallery in Surrey Hills. And my husband and I went upstairs and there was an exhibition on, and I looked at the space and I just had this feeling, you know, I went, this is perfect. There's all these paintings hanging up. It's a really nice space. I like the fact that it's in Surrey Hills. I know people laugh when I say this, but for me, Surrey Hills and Darlinghurst, it's kind of like the Montmartre of Sydney, if that's possible. So I thought, yes, this would be really, really good. Then my imagination just started to go crazy. I thought, well, of course, I've got to do a Bastille program. And it just so happened that the gallery was available. So, you know, all the stars were aligning. And I had this idea that, wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody who came just wrote a really little, tiny little love story based on what they are inspired by when they hear these songs? Because, okay, not everybody's going to speak French and understand all the text, but I will give them a little précis. But it's the music, the combination of the music and the sound of the language that is so inspiring for me, the combination of those two. And I thought, well, if it inspires me, it's going to inspire other people too. So there's going to be this possibility to let your creative juices flow at the concert rather than just sitting passively and listening. We'll be able to do that. So that was the idea, and I think it's going to be great because, you know, everybody, I always think there's, you know, a love story that I come up with, but there are so many different kinds, and I'm really looking forward to reading them all.
Now, Nadia, your event seems really great. It's already sold out, and you're not sure when you will give a next French show mostly on the Belle Époque influence, but you do have a band, Café d'Amore in Italian, or Café d'Amour in French, or Love Café in English. Tell us, what thrives you about the French old times?
I have an ensemble, which is a trio, voice, guitar, and accordion, and you know, that organic changes sometimes. But I call it Café d'Amore, or Café d'Amour, and it always involves, you know, the wonderful Café Chant, even the music of Eric Satie. I'm such a fan of the songs of Eric Satie. Even some of the beautiful songs of Debussy can work beautifully in a sort of a cabaret, café chant setting. And I want to do more of that because that's kind of where I live. I know a lot of singers live in the world maybe completely of cabaret of Edith Piaf or, as I said before, Barbara. But my training is classical. So I love all the music of Debussy, Ravel, Eric Satie, Duparc, and... You know, that was at a time in music history where the cabaret was just starting. People were starting to create these cabarets in the late 1800s. And then, of course, the sort of golden age of the 1900s, the Belle Époque, 1920s, 1930s. So that's really my period. So, as much to do with the paintings of the period, the design of the period, even things like when you see things written in beautiful nouveau, art nouveau fonts, even just something like that, design is really important and that takes you away somewhere. You see shapes, you see curving shapes in music. You have to consider the paintings of the time, the architecture of the time, and I find the fashion of the time. I find all that and the way it all connects up with music, I find that totally fascinating and enriching for me as a performer. You know, I feel like I have to have that knowledge to serve the music as well, not just musical knowledge, but, you know, an all-round kind of artistic knowledge. And, you know, in something like that, it becomes social history as well, but the art blends into the social history. And of course, that's totally about French cabaret. That's where it kind of culminates. You know, people go there, you have a drink, and you can speak your mind and wrap that up in artistic songs, in beautiful melodies. That's my connection and my fascination with the French music of that period.
Nadia is now singing for us.
J'ai compris ta détresse, cher amoureux. Et je sais à tes voeux, fais de moi ta maîtresse, loin de nous la sagesse, plus de tristesse, j'aspire à l'instant près Dieu, nous serons heureux, je te veux. Je n'ai pas de regrets et je n'ai qu'une envie près de toi, là tout près, vivre toute ma vie, que mon corps soit le tien et ta lèvre la mienne, que ton cœur soit le mien et que toute ma chair soit tienne. J'ai compris ta détresse, cher amoureux, et je cède à tes voeux. Fais de moi ta maîtresse, loin de nous la sagesse.